hey, come in, come in. Really, thanks so much for coming over. Come through to the bedroom and meet the girls. Right this way. Oh, now you listen to me. You'd better not be getting any of your nefarious ideas just because I said girls in bedroom. So, ladies, and ladies, this is the guy I was telling you about. He's agreed to help us, even though I haven't yet explained just what with exactly. But don't you worry that ruggedly handsome head of yours, buddy. It's nothing too untoward. Pinky swear. Seriously. Please don't freak out, okay? At least, hear us out first. So, these are my classmates. That's Katie, Anna, Emily, Caroline, and Allison. And, well, I guess you kinda know me, so... So I suppose I should explain. Okay. So, me and the girls here, we've all agreed on our final project for this term. We're all really intrigued by this whole HFO thing. Ever heard of it? I'm talking about hands-free orgasms. Right. Where a person comes without even being touched at all. Whether by themselves or by somebody else. But I'm getting way too technical already. I didn't bring you here to blind you with science. Anyway, does this kind of thing sound interesting to you? Maybe? That's the spirit. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but that's the kind of attitude that puts a fella on the fast track to getting a gold star. Alright, this is my proposal. We all feel like we've taken it as far as we could without your help. I mean, we took turns going under, so to speak, and we've had varying results. And now we're curious to see if it'll work for a man. And we chose... you. So what do you say? Will you help some sisters out? You will? Awesome. Thanks so much. You're amazing. A little kiss for luck. Seriously, thank you. We've already had what was billed as the big discussion over a couple of glasses of wine. Yep, basically a bunch of girls seemingly getting sexually excited for no apparent reason. It was a hoot, and it seems yours truly here was voted girl most likely to make a fella come with just her voice. So, yeah. Anyway, here's what you need to do. Actually, you don't need to do much at all, really. That is, assuming you don't mind taking all your clothes off and lying on the bed. I said, take all your clothes off and lie on the bed. The bed right there, Einstein. Yeah, I'm serious. Don't be shy. We're all scienticians here, aren't we? See? Scienticians, one and all. So, go ahead, buddy. Strip and we'll all look away, I promise. Join us on our honorable crusade for knowledge and lose those threads. You done? All right. Now, just lie on the bed and relax. That's it. I want you to get extra comfortable now, and then I'm going to help you get super, super duper zoned out to the max, okay? Sound good? Just relax. For real. That's all you have to do. Spread your legs a little bit for me. Make some room for little old me, mister, because, I'm actually going to kneel in between your legs, if you don't mind. Would that be all right? Okay. Okay. You're sure this is okay now, right? All right. Are you comfy? And you're fine with the girl sitting in, right? Perfect. I had to ask because we gotta be all Scientological and official and... Anyway, they've promised to keep quiet for us, so... There's that. Okay. Now, let the madness begin. The first thing we're going to do is try to regulate your breathing. Just listen to my voice as you breathe deeply. Nice, deep breaths for me now. That's it. Slow it down. Deep and slow, even and easy, in and out. Excellent. Just continue to breathe with me for a few moments. That's right. You're doing well. Slow and steady. Good. You're already feeling much calmer and more relaxed now, aren't you? Keep breathing like that as I continue my spiel, please. That's good. And we're going to take it even deeper. That's right. Just listen to my voice. That's all you have to do. Let the soothing sounds I make enter and permeate through your entire body, calming you and relaxing you like a slow wave flowing all the way from your head down, down, down to your toes and back up. To your head, instilling such a profoundly peaceful feeling throughout your entire body as it gently flows down, 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 and back up, 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 all the while your mind is gradually relinquishing all thoughts. There's no need to think of anything. Nothing to do but listen to my voice. Listen to the sounds, gentle, hushing sounds, lovely sounds, lulling you deeper and deeper down, down, down. That's excellent. Try to imagine the sound of my voice as a gentle vibration inside you now. Feel that vibration in your feet. Now feel all the muscles in your feet unravel. Let that pleasant vibration move up past your ankles, bringing deep relaxation wherever it goes. Feel it in your calves now, moving up to your thighs and your hips. Even your ass gets a little love. Is there anywhere else you might be feeling it now? Is the sound of my voice sending a little relaxing vibration into your cock? And that's not even for starters, boy. I barely even call that an amuse-bouche. Feel that wonderful tingling vibration in your abdomen now. Your stomach and lower back unwinding nicely for me. Into your chest and your upper back now. Feeling all that unneeded tension just melting away as the sweet sound of my voice seems to get ever more powerful the more I talk. That gentle vibration moves to your shoulders. Let them just sink right into the bed you lie on. All that stress just falls away. Working its way down both arms now. Biceps, elbows, forearms, past the wrists, into your hands, feeling so good as all your muscles let all of the tension go. All of it, just streaming right out of your body. It's such a pleasant feeling. Moving up your neck, all your neck muscles just unraveling as that soothing vibration travels. Further up now, to your jaw. Feel it sag ever so slightly as those muscles loosen their grip. Your face, your forehead, joining the rest of your body in a blissful state of total relaxation. Wonderful. Now that you're feeling well and truly relaxed, I'd like to guide you down with me now, down into a deep, deep trance, down into a state where I can appeal to your mind, that your mind and your subconscious mind might grant me permission to entice you into having a strong, deep orgasm with nothing other than the sexy sounds I make. In words I might use. Does that sound all right? I'd like you to ask yourself internally if that's okay for me to make you come. I have another question I'd like you to quietly ask of yourself. Would you like me to make you come? Finally, I have just one more question. Will you come for me and the rest of these fine, inquisitive girls here in this room with us? Very good. Now, for formality's sake, I'm going to count you down. Each number I count off will bring you deeper and deeper into a trance, closer and closer to that special place where you can simply give yourself over to me completely. Where I can tease you in the most gorgeous, sultry ways. Where each word and each sound I utter builds on the last. Building layer upon layer without dissipation. Each descending number represents a deeper level of relaxation and trance. Bringing you ever closer to this amazing place I describe, where the sound of my voice will fill you to the bursting point with unbridled pleasure. This place is within you, and slipping into a deep trance is the best way to get you there. Trust me. When I reach one, you'll suddenly find my voice has sexualized tenfold. You'll find my voice 10 times more arousing, until my words practically become a ravenous tongue wrapped around and licking, teasing, and caressing your dick and your balls. Does this sound like somewhere you'd like to go today? All you have to do is trust me, relax, and let yourself drop deeper, and we'll get there. 10. Drifting effortlessly into a pleasant trance. 9. Going deeper for me now. That's a good boy. 8. That's it. Deeper still. So calm and peaceful. 7. Feeling so good as you drift downward. 6. Your mind free of all cares as you slip further into trance now. 5. Falling so gently and easily. Down you go. 4. Such a wonderfully contented feeling. Deeply relaxing. Deep trance. 3. Just a little bit deeper for me. 2. Receptive and ready to feel more and more amazing, sensual and sexual pleasure from the sound of my voice. 1. So very deep in trance now. My voice sounds just fucking crazy sexy to you now. Somehow, my tone seems to exude an incredibly pleasurable feeling, and you can feel it washing all over your body, charging every nerve with a warming sense of this passive kind of sexual arousal. You're feeling peaceful and happy. Hopefully, we've removed enough static and superfluous noise from your mind by now. I want your mind to be completely empty for me now, because I want to fill it with enough erotic suggestions and stimulating sensations to make you come. I want to make you come with nothing more than my sexy voice, while all my girlfriends here watch. If you like, you can imagine that they're touching themselves as they look on, drunk on the undeniably sexual charge I've breathed into the atmosphere here. In fact, one of them is already helping herself. For real. I'm not kidding.
Oh, Anna, you insatiable slut.
No, really, it's cool. Knock yourself out, sweetie. Just keep a lid on it, okay? My, what a shameless hussy. I really hope your imagination is open to my suggestions now, because I'm not going to fuck you, or suck you off, or take your cock in my hand and caress it tenderly. If you want any of that stuff, well, I guess you're just going to have to imagine it. While my amazing, sensual sound waves, all those pleasurable vibrations from my voice, so very gently, slowly but surely, begin to stimulate your penis into a satisfying climax. Slowly, but so very surely. That's how this is going to work. The lightest caresses, like fingertips barely touching, my words barely touching your dick, caressing you with a feather touch, teasing you, nudging you ever so slightly closer toward the point of no return. So very patiently, agonizingly coaxing you until you have no choice but to give in to me and let every last drop of your cum spill. Because you know that's what I want. After all, what girl wouldn't like to know that she's so fucking outrageously hot that she can get a guy off just by talking to him? Easy now. Release all tensions from your mind. I'd like you to just focus on my voice, enjoying the sound of it. It sounds so good to you, doesn't it? There's really no need to think about anything else right now. Listen to me. I'm so I could grab it anytime I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that. If I was so inclined, why, I could lean over just a little bit so that my sweet face would be hovering right above it, and I'd be speaking directly to your cock, appealing to that dirty little mind it has, all of its own. Can you imagine that? My pretty face, these lips that you can only dream of kissing, just inches from your pulsing tip as I speak. So imagine then that I'm speaking directly to your cock right now. I want to tell him a dirty little secret, just between me and Mr. Dick right here. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you a very, very special word. I'm only going to tell you once. From the second time I say this word, I want you to orgasm for me. I want you to climax. I want you to come hard. But only from the second time I say this special word. Are you ready? Let me make myself absolutely clear. Do not come as I tell you now. Remember, from the second time you hear this word, you will ejaculate wildly for me. You will let go and let your cum flow freely. You will simply give up any resistance and let it happen. Just let it happen. Okay? So here's our magic word. I'll only say it once for now, so listen to me carefully. Our special word today is blow. Hold on to that word. We'll get to it later. I think there's more I can do to get those balls churning. The girls here are all strapped in and ready for a big show, too. So let's not neglect the foreplay. As much as we all would like to see you blank and empty for us now. Girls, please, enough with the silly grinning. Show a little maturity. We're doing our science, remember? That's right. Your mind is clear and vacuous for us now. Empty to all else but the sexually stimulating sound of my voice. You might be surprised at how powerful this suggestion can be. You might be surprised at just how fucking good simply listening to my voice feels. Let my words lick and lap at your cock. Just allow yourself to feel really good for me. For me, please, pretty please. I wonder, have you been thinking about just how much you want me right now? How badly do you need to have me? I wonder if you've already been fantasizing about fucking me, or rather, me fucking you, since this little experiment of ours started. I mean, have you really, really thought about it? To the point where you could almost feel the sensations? Have you thought about me climbing onto your cock while our attentive audience sits and watches? With legs crossed and fully composed and collected demeanors, taking notes as you and I get a little hot and nasty together, as I move on top of you rhythmically, my back arched a little, breasts outstretched, heaving toward you, my hands wandering through my hair. Oh, it feels so fucking amazing. My brow furrowed as a soft, sexy moan escapes my pouting lips, gazing right at you. Oh, see me in your mind. Watch me as I fuck you. How does it feel? Does it feel good? You like the way I fuck you? Yeah? Tenderly, I grip my lower lip with my teeth. Look to the side to see a smart college girl with parted lips glistening, glaring straight into your eyes over the top of her glasses. Gingerly, she tucks some hair behind an ear. Studying you intently as you get fucked. I want you to feel the sensations now. I want you to hear the sounds as my heated pussy slides down so smoothly. Maddening slipperiness. Engulfing the entirety of your erect penis yet again. Smearing my warm wetness all over. Do you want to hear me moan again? Would that help? Are you begging? Billowing surge creeping up within your stiffness before I plunge my juicy warmth down again. And again. Feel how my dripping pussy fucks you. Dispassionate faces looking on from the sidelines. As we fuck. As I try to grip your slippery cock with my leaking cunt. Over and over. Can you feel that? Can't you feel me fucking you? Should I allow one of the other girls to taste me off your cock? I think Emily here should. She should get her lips around this dick. I mean, she's a little bit shy and repressed. I really think it might do her good to let loose and do something just a wee bit wild for once, wouldn't you say? Picture her as she rises up from her seat, then quickly pulls her hands down her hair before she smooths her skirt. She's coming our way now. So how would you like to suck on this stranger's bone, Missy? She's all for it, apparently. You remember Emily, don't you, mister? Isn't she a cutie? She's going to be sucking your cock today. Yes, I really think that we should blend a little wide-eyed innocence into this lecherous debacle, don't you? Imagine how those somewhat inexperienced lips might feel as they take hold of your head tentatively, then take you in some more, but only so far. Her delicate fingers folding around the lower part of your shaft, her sweetie pie head bobbing slightly for you, her warm, soft hand sporadically shifting for your pleasure. She's having a little bit of trouble with multitasking, but it still feels really sweet, doesn't it? She's so eager to please, just a little unsure if she's doing it right. Tell her it feels good. While the rest of us girls watch intently. She pauses for a second to throw her hair back, then resumes. Such a sweetie, sliding her lips halfway down your cock, then remembering to give you a brief flurry with her balmy hand every now and then. Can you feel that? Oh, tell her it feels good. She loves to hear that she's doing a good job. Doesn't it feel nice? You're hopelessly lost in my voice, aren't you? You're intimately aware of each teensy, intricate distinction, each delicate shade of tone, all of this working towards your gratification. I know you're pleading with me to make another sound in any and every short moment of silence, constantly in need of just one more beautiful sound to pass my lips. That's all it's going to take in the end, when the time is right, when I push you over the edge with just a single sound. Surely you haven't forgotten our magic word. Would you like me to say it for you? How badly would you like me to say it now? In your mind, you're just begging me to say it right now. One simple word. You've heard it countless times before, although it's never quite held the same weight as it does right now, has it? It's not quite time yet, sweetheart. But soon enough, I promise you, I'll make you come soon enough. By now, our sweet friend Emily has climbed on top of you. Her knees on either side of your spellbound torso, as she shuffles and fumbles her way towards your face. She lifts her skirt to show you her little white lacy panties, and you catch the heady scent of her arousal. Dainty fingers hook that material to draw it to one side, exposing her taut pussy. I want you to taste her now and feel a rolling wave of lust overwhelm every bit of resolve left in you. Powerless, you can only lap her passionately as her delicate lips press gently into your salivating tongue. I want you to taste her sweet tang fully. We're drawing closer to your big moment. Oh, it's coming, boy. It's going to happen. Do not come until I say the word. Think about our special word and what it means to you at this moment. The next time you hear me say it, it's going to make you come really hard. Now, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to get my face really, really close to the tip of your dick. Because, see, I would never let a guy come in my face. Not ever. And here's the thing. I don't believe you're going to come for us today. I'm just not entirely convinced that a hands-free orgasm is possible. So as we've agreed amongst ourselves, in order for us girls to be satisfied that we've explored this matter thoroughly, we've concluded that we need to offer you yet another big incentive to come. So here it is. We're going to dirty up the deal with an exclusive, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come in my pretty face. How does that grab you? Are we going to need a countdown?
Girls?
Sure, why not? Let's do a countdown and fuck you up with a little anticipation. You ready? Oh, I'll fucking bet you are. Okay, here goes. 10. Are you starting to feel that load creeping up your shaft? 9. Hold on to it. Not quite yet. Still, my words tease your cock, just as they have all along. 8. Remember our special word now, and not until I say. 7. Your cock is starting to strain from the pressure building within. Not yet. 6. You're so ready to fucking spurt for me, I know. Just a little longer. I promise I won't tease you too much when we get close. 5. The members of our little audience are on the edges of their seats. I think they're expecting a real fireworks show. 4. Or maybe they all just want to see cum in my face. Girls can be so mean. 3. Would I be so mean as to stop counting now? 2. Oh, didn't I promise you that I wouldn't tease you? I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard not to. It's not that easy for a girl like me, you know? But I digress. Now, where were we? Ah, right. Wait for it now. Just a second. You ready? You need to listen to me carefully now. Please, really listen to me. Don't you even try to resist me. Give in to me. Pretty please. And I'm going to say it now. 1. Blow all over my pretty face. Right now. Come really fucking hard for me. Do I need to say it again? Blow. Fucking blow. Come hard. Right now. Blow all over my face. Seriously, I'm not going to do this all day, so you'd better come for me the next time I say it if you haven't already. If you have, then fucking come again. And blow, blow that nasty, dirty load. I'll say it one more time. Just once more, okay? Listen to me. Blow. 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 Good boy. That's a good boy. Just wallow in that happy feeling for a little bit. Completely drained now. Complete bliss. That's right. Good. So good. Well, I'm really not sure just what exactly we're going to conclude from that. And what do you think, mister? Did us girls do good at the science today?